The National Commission on Crime Prevention, NCCP, will be hosting its Youth Mentorship and Advocacy Program, dubbed LOUD. Chairman of the NCCP, Rodney Small, told NBC that the aim of the program is to identify some of the issues and challenges facing the youth.
It's really a youth advocate program, slash mentorship program, where a lot of influential people and professionals are going to the schools and do presentations, have talks, have reasoning with the different students from the different forms, and basically just to have an idea of some of their concerns, some of their issues, and even for the influencers to share their own story in a sense where the students would be inspired and be motivated. Outside of all that, the aim is really to have an idea of what are some of the challenges students or young people are facing or having, and to see how we can help to rectify some of these issues and these challenges, provide referrals, provide counseling, and just basically do other programs and activities that will motivate them, and even look at some life skills activities that could also help them along the way.
Small explains that LOUD will be run in phases, with the first phase beginning on April 16th at the intermediate high school. He says they'll be visiting 8 schools twice per week for roughly 4 weeks.
We're actually going to start phase one tomorrow, the 16th of April. We're going to be going to the schools 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, from the morning straight into the afternoon. We're going to be covering approximately 8 schools in phase one, and then do some evaluations to see where the program is at and to see what are some of the issues that we are finding during these presentations. We're going to be starting with 2 schools in Kingston tomorrow, the 15th of April, which is Dr. J.P. Eustace and the Intermediate High School. Then on Thursday, we go to Sinclair Beacon on the countryside, and we go all the way up to Georgetown. And then we take a break for the next week, where the influencers and a lot of the other experts within the field, like counselors and guidance counselors, to see what are some of the issues that we found within that week, and then start putting things together to see how we can go back and do follow-up.
Following phase one, Small says that the NCCP will look at their work plan and initiatives to see how many of the programs are geared towards the issues discovered during the LOUD program. He says they will collaborate with the relevant stakeholders to create workable programs that will assist with any issues they find.
Secondly, we are looking at referrals, persons who can go in and help with some of these issues, persons who can go and sit and talk with these young people, collaborating with the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Mobilization, to also create programs, workable programs, realistic programs that would also help with some of the issues that we are finding out of this initiative. There are going to be one-on-one sessions, of course. We're going to be collaborating with the guidance councils at the schools directly. We're going to also be giving reports to the principals and the Ministry of Education. But ideally, it's for us to really set our work plan and to set the programs that are geared towards some of the issues that we were able to pick up on and investigate while doing this initiative, this LOUD initiative.
Chairman of the National Commission on Crime Prevention, NCCP, Rodney Small. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.